This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said federal agents conducted a search at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In a lengthy statement, the former president says that the FBI was conducting a search of his Florida estate. Justice Department spokesperson Dina Iverson said the agency had no comment when asked whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized the search. Trump's statement says the raid was unannounced, not necessary, or appropriate. The Justice Department has been investigating the discovery of boxes of records containing classified information that were taken to Mar-a-Lago after Trump's presidency had concluded. The National Archives and Records Administration said it had found classified material in 15 boxes at the residence. Norman Hall, Washington.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden announced another $1 billion in new military aid for Ukraine Monday. The pledge promises to be the biggest delivery of rockets, ammunition, and other arms to Ukrainian forces from the U.S. military's weapons stockpile. The Pentagon announcement of a massive new shipment of arms comes as analysts warn Russia is moving troops and equipment in the direction of the southern port cities to stave off a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The latest announcements brings the total U.S. security assistance committed to Ukraine by the Biden administration to $9.1 billion since Russian troops invaded in late February. Voters in Kenya are heading to the polls Tuesday to select a new president and members of parliament. The candidates to succeed outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta include 77-year-old veteran politician Raila Odinga and Deputy President William Ruto. More than 22 million people are registered to vote in this election, in which economic issues, including rising food and fuel prices, could be of greater importance than the ethnic tensions that have marked past votes with sometimes deadly results. This is VOA News. President Biden is reacting to China's continued military maneuvers around Taiwan, which are prompted by last week's trip of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the island democracy Beijing claims as a rogue province. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Joe Biden, prior to boarding Air Force One at an Air Force base in the state of Delaware on Monday, was asked if he is worried about China's continuing exercises that have practically surrounded Taiwan.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything more.
The president added it was Pelosi's decision to go to Taiwan. White House officials have emphasized the House Speaker heads a co-equal branch of government, and the president could not order her to cancel the visit. China's foreign ministry on Monday said the army drills around Taiwan and its canceling of exchange activities with U.S. forces are justified, and Washington must face grave consequences for Pelosi's visit. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Taiwan Foreign Minister Joseph Wu told reporters in Taipei Tuesday that China was using the drills as a dress rehearsal for an invasion of the island. At least seven people are dead and seven more missing after record-breaking rains left subway stations and major roads underwater in the South Korean capital, Seoul. Yonhap News Agency says the downpour that began Monday is the heaviest rainfall in South Korea in 80 years. Parts of Seoul, surrounding Gyeonggi Province and port city Incheon, recorded rains of more than 100 millimeters per hour Monday night. President Yoon Suk-yeol ordered government officials to evacuate residents from high-risk areas and encourage businesses to allow employees flexible commuting hours on Tuesday morning. Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has died after a 30-year battle with breast cancer at her ranch in Southern California. She was 73 years old. AP correspondent Margie Zaralletta has a look at her life.
Olivia Newton-John once said that when she showed up in leather for the final scene of the movie Grease, the crew had no idea who she was. Newton-John also starred in Xanadu and Two of a Kind. Newton-John sold more than 100 million records, including Magic, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Please, Mr. Please. Newton-John said in a 2019 AP interview when she realized what the song Physical was about, she tried to stop its release, but her manager said it was too late.
I was like, oh my God, we better do a video. Okay, we'll do a video and we'll make the video about exercise.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.